David Flores is driving through San Isidro, the neighborhood where he's worked as an architect and planner for more than a decade. It's San Diego's most southern neighborhood, tucked right against the border with Mexico. Its narrow residential streets are lined with small, aging homes, mostly Mexican families. Driving through, you could be in any quiet Latino neighborhood in the U.S.
And then we turn around and look at Tijuana in the background, and it's huge.
Just across the border, Mexico's third largest city sprawls up a hillside layered with homes. San Isidro, a neighborhood of 30,000 people, is its gateway. It hosts the world's busiest border crossing. On an average day, some 200,000 people cross the border in both directions. For those heading north, of course, that means this.
The border waits are extremely long. It is 2 hours and 45 minutes at San Isidro. It's an hour.
Sitting in their idling cars for hours, making meager progress toward the front of the line, windows shut to keep out the exhaust. Now, for all those people, there's good news. Within 2 years, the U.S. government will have doubled the number of inspection booths, with the hope of cutting that wait down to 30 minutes, tops. But for the first time, the U.S. will also put in booths to inspect cars before they head into Mexico.
We do recognize that we have a responsibility to perform those outbound checks, and we're going to do that.
Chris Mastin is the Customs and Border Protection official who oversees land ports of entry from California to Texas.
The reason for performing these inspections is the flow of illicit money and guns from the U.S. into Mexico.
In fact, officers have been doing southbound checks since 2009, seizing $86 million, more than 200 weapons, and 25,000 rounds of ammunition along the border in the first 2 years, according to official statistics. But those inspections have been sporadic, with officers standing in traffic and waving cars through. Border officials wanted more permanent infrastructure for those inspections. And that brings us back to David Flores, standing near the playground at San Isidro's Willow Elementary School. Behind its back fence, traffic zooms down Interstate 5, heading for the border just a quarter mile away.
This is what really alarmed us, actually. Once we said, wait a minute, if all these vehicles are now going to be inspected by both the U.S. and Mexico, and this is the route, what is going to happen to Willow School? You know, I mean, we're talking about
thousands of vehicles
daily that are going to be backed up.
That would mean a lot more pollution in this neighborhood. Air samples that Flores and a San Diego State University researcher recorded over the last 2 years found that the closer they got to that long line of cars in Tijuana, well, the more harmful the air, full of stuff like black carbon. He fears those pollution levels will balloon once the southbound inspection booths come in. So what to do? Flores says he's tried talking with the agency in charge of construction, the General Services Administration, or GSA, to see how it might mitigate the impacts.
GSA has said, we're not going to mitigate anything. That's not our work.
But GSA officials say, well, they just don't know what those impacts will be. Langston Trigg, who oversees the project for the GSA, says that because it hasn't been fully designed or funded,
that's kind of unknown.
But the CBP's Chris Mastin says the arrival of the new booths won't necessarily mean a long line heading south.
We don't have any intention at this point of putting up a full-blown 24/7. It looks like the same thing we do on the inbound side. It's not that at all.
But Flores isn't taking any chances. He says this is an issue of environmental justice, and that San Isidro's population already suffers from other health problems like diabetes without having to worry about breathing dirtier air. He's looking into filters for school air conditioners, an EPA program that raises flags on school flagposts to alert parents of poor air quality, and a kind of building paint that absorbs pollutants. He says San Isidro needs to be ready just in case. In San Diego, I'm Adrian Florido.